today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear sisters, dear brothers, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. This is a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the achievements of the holy month of Ramadan. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال. But today, Monday, 28th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 8th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. This is verse 31 of chapter An-Nisa. We'll listen to it. We'll learn more about it then.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما.
If you avoid the major sins which you are forbidden, we will remove from you your lesser sins and admit you to a noble entrance into paradise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It's understood from this verse that sins are divided into two groups, the minor sins and the major sins. We also recite in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 49, that on the day of judgment, when sinners see the record of their evil deeds, they say, "What a book this is. It does not omit a small one nor a great one." According to the Islamic literature, a great sin is a sin for which Allah has promised fire to its performer. The numbers of great sins are mentioned differently in the Islamic narrations.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا
And we come back to our topic, Ramadan and change. This is, changing is one of the great achievements in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan should be used as a means of moral and spiritual growth. It's important that we plan out our month in advance to ensure we are maximizing the benefit we take from it. We should make a conscious effort to pray in congregation 5 times a day. Look to pray the Nafila additional prayers, stand in vigils through the night, and look to eating healthy, nutritious foods. Through all these, you will notice a natural closeness develops with Allah and a sense of calm and belonging comes over you. It's also important to ensure we use this blessed month as a time for moral development, self-improvement, and self-discipline, of course. Ramadan teaches us that we as can refrain from halal things, that is, food and drink. Similarly, stay away from haram activities such as lying, backbiting, cheating, and fighting. We must ensure that Ramadan is a time where we drop all our bad habits and look towards improving our behavior through truthfulness, honesty, respect for others, sacrifice and generosity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the achievements of the month of Ramadan, the region of personal and social blessings. The blessed month of Ramadan, many successful and fortunate people were able to reap abundant harvests, a harvest that will bear blessings for their year, and in some cases for their entire lives. Some became acquainted with the Quran, benefited from Quranic knowledge and reflected upon it. Some established a routine and method of intimacy and supplication with Allah for themselves and illuminated their hearts. People fasted. Through fasting, they brought purity into themselves. This purity, intimacy, and illumination become the source of many blessings in personal and social life. This spiritual purity grants one good thinking, purifies the self from envy, miserliness, arrogance, and lust. Purity in oneself makes the social environment a safe and secure place spiritually and mentally. It brings hearts closer together. It makes believers kind to one another. It spreads compassion among the community of faith. These are all the products of the blessed month of Ramadan for successful and fortunate people. Another major product of this month is piety. As it is said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, the hand that holds its own reins. This is the meaning of piety.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
It's a good time to have a short look on spiritual and moral benefits of fasting. Fasting is an institution for the improvement of moral and spiritual character of human being. The purpose of the fast is to help develop self-restraint, self-purification, God-consciousness, compassion, the spirit of caring and sharing, the love of humanity, and the love of God. Fasting is a universal custom and is advocated by all the religions of the world, with more restrictions in some than in others. The Islamic fast, as opposed to mere starvation or self-denial, is an act of worship and obedience to God, thanksgiving, forgiveness and spiritual training, and of course self-examination.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات.
This is today's special you choose to listen to. Fasting of Ramadan is a time for change. Fasting in Ramadan develops in a person the real spirit of social belonging, of unity and brotherhood. and of equality before Allah. This spirit is the natural product of the fact that when people fast, they feel that they are joining the whole Muslim society, which makes up more than one-fifth of the world's population, in observing the same duty, in the same manner, at the same time, for the same motives, and for the same end. No socialist or historian can say that there has been at any period of history anything comparable to this powerful institution of Islam. Fasting is the month of Ramadan. People have been crying throughout the ages for acceptable belonging, for unity, for brotherhood, for equality. But how echoless their voices have been, and how very little success they have met.
Once al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam saw Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari yatanaffasu as-su'ada. He breathed heavily. The Imam alayhi salam looked at him. He told him, "Ya Jabir, what are you breathing like that over? What's causing you distress? A'ala ad-dunya? Is it because of this dunya, this materialistic dunya?" He told him, "Yes, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. When I see that I don't have much from this dunya," you know, Jabir was not your wealthy, rich person. So he says, "When I see this dunya and I don't have access to a lot of it, it bothers me. I get sad." And remember, Jabir is a mu'min. But subhanAllah, Allah reminds you through Quran and Ahlul Bayt all the time. So when the Imam alayhi salam heard that from Jabir, he gave him this beautiful lesson. The Imam alayhi salam told him, "Oh Jabir, let me describe to you the reality of this dunya that you're breathing heavily over, that you're sighing over. You want to know the reality of this dunya? Jabir, look at the pleasures that people fight for." And the Imam gives examples from that era. What are the finest temptations and pleasures in that era? The Imam says, "I'll describe them to you. See how low they are." The Imam says, at that time, the best food, the sweetest food that you can eat is what? Honey. And the Imam says, "What's honey? What is honey? Inspect it. It's the saliva of an insect." And that was the best food, fanciest food at the time, the sweetest food. What is it? It's the saliva of an insect. That's the first example the Imam gives him. The second example, Jabir, what is the fanciest clothing people wear at the time? Silk, pure silk, right? If you were rich, you could wear silk. If you were poor, you could not afford silk. The Imam says, "What's silk? What's silk?" "It comes out of a worm, the silkworm. This fine, fancy clothing comes out from a worm. Look how low this dunya is." The Imam gives him more example. "Jabir, what's the best perfume in that era?" The Imam says, "Misk." You know the musk? You know where the musk forms? How does it form? It comes from the blood of a deer. A deer develops a sac. Inside that sac, there's a liquid made from blood. They take that, it's concentrated. They apply a process to it. It becomes the finest perfume. The Imam says, "Look, look at this dunya." And then the Imam says, "What's the finest transportation?" "Horses. وَهِيَ قَوَاتِلْ." How many horses kill their riders? You love this horse, you spend so much on it. SubhanAllah, today, our cars. We spend so much on our cars, we love our cars. Sometimes that same car, through a crash, kills you. God forbid, may Allah protect you all. But look at this dunya, can you trust this dunya?
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is end now. Thank you for listening. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
يا رحمن يا رزاق يا غفار يا قهار يا وهاب يا
يا لطيف يا خبير.